understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd dropping a beat in the 5 o'clock hour. 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. I haven't heard this song in like 20 years. If it is 20 years old.
Space Jam?
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a while.
25 years old.
I haven't heard it since about 20 years.
So Quad City DJs.
It's got a nice beat.
I have to watch it. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Space Jam?
No, it's on Netflix. I got to watch it. I know it's good.
And
I
let just, me
I,
get.
I don't have kids, so I never had to go to movies like that, try to avoid it. But usually I'm not like that because I'll watch animated stuff if I think it's entertaining. I'll watch it.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
Oh, my God!
I've only seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah, I'm not that interested in cartoons and basketball. Sorry. Who was it? Was it Bugs Bunny or something in the NBA?
Or something. Don't act like you don't know the exact plot of that.
It's hard when you know, after you've seen like Family Guy and then Brickleberry, which makes Family Guy look like rated G, it's tough to go animation back to that. Brickleberry is one of the funniest, wittiest.
Tinkleberry?
Brickleberry. Oh, okay. It's about like a park that's kind of adjacent to Yellowstone. It's like a, you know. Gotcha. But it's everything politically incorrect that I love in animation. Hmm. It is absolutely hysterical.
All right.
It is my comic relief.
And did you guys know on this date in history, Henry Rowengardner making his debut for the Chicago Cubs? At just 12 years of age.
That's not true.
No, that's a stupid movie.
Yes.
I was going to say, Joe Nuxhall's the youngest major leaguer at 15 years old.
That's the last time Gary Busey was sober.
Chad Stedman? Are you kidding me? Throw the heater!
What a shame, that guy. He was a really good actor.
The pitching coach?
He was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actor for the Buddy Holly story, which he was great at.
Yeah.
He was real good as a private investigator in The Firm. Before he got, he's only a few lines before he gets shot.
Ouch.
But and then to take that role with that horrific movie.
Newman's in it. Newman is Michael Jordan's handler.
That's
for the
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight, but Wayne Knight was in Jurassic Park.
For the Birmingham Barons. Another great movie.
The Birmingham.
Oh, God.
No, he was MJ's handler for the Barons. He was in Space Jam.
They used the Barons as part of the plot in Space Jam?
Yes.
The real minor league team that he played in?
I can't believe I have to explain this to you guys. I mean, this is America's cinematic history right here, and we'll get to a rundown when we get to a rundown because this is more important. Yeah. But what happens is five aliens come to Earth. They steal five NBA basketball players' skill set. Yeah, they come from Moron Mountain. It's a it's a theme park.
Oh, I thought this guy was making fun of us.
No, it's a theme park called Moron Mountain. And so they steal all the current NBA players' best skill. Patrick Ewing, Charles.
What was his best skill, by the way?
Charles Barkley. Big. Charles Barkley.
Patrick Ewing.
Sean Bradley. Muggsy Bogues. And there was one other one. Larry Johnson. Those were the five, actually. But because Michael wasn't in the NBA, they didn't steal his powers. So the Looney Tunes take him. He's playing golf. Michael's playing golf with Newman, Bill Murray, and Larry Bird. Michael hits a hole in one, and then when he reaches in to grab his ball out of the hole, that's the connection between the real world and the Looney Tune world.
Yeah.
It's the golf hole.
Really?
They grab Michael's hand and pull him in through the golf world, and then they get him to team up with them.
It's like Take On Me, the video, when he pulls the girl through the thing.
The different dimension. Or Stranger Things. Go to the other side.
Gary Busey was a point, but you're right, he was good in that. And yes, Mr. Joshua and the first Lethal Weapon, fantastic.
What happened was the aliens went to Looney Tune Land because they needed a new attraction for Moron Mountain, and they wanted the Looney Tunes.
Now let me ask you this, Chris. When LeBron James is going to do either a remake or a different version altogether,
it won't be nearly as good.
What do you think the premise will be there? Will it indeed be a continuation of the Michael Jordan one, or will it be a totally, completely new premise?
I don't know.
And will you watch it?
No.
You will.
The new Space Jam?
Yeah.
I have to just because of the intrigue factor. There's no way it can live up to the first one. There's just no way.
How about this? Cougar Hunter says, my Space Jam was my favorite movie in Brazil. My mom worked at a Blockbuster in Brazil growing up, so I had free movie rentals. I used to watch Space Jam on repeat. Mike the Cape's like, oh, my God, they haven't seen Space Jam. No. It's crazy to me. I didn't. During when that movie came out, I had no reason to go see a movie like that. I didn't have kids. I don't have kids.
A Harvard guy wrote what looks like a really long but interesting text. It's too long.
He was just basically saying that Hard Knocks last night gave a really good insight into like the testing procedure and how difficult it's going to be for some of the players.
But wasn't that all it was? Is an hour of guys taking cotton swabs?
I don't know.
I
didn't watch
it,
so I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I watched it tonight. Like I said, we've watched
Anthony
every...
Anthony Lynn was positive. We know that.
We've come on here every... For the last... Our show, anyway, the last 3.5 years. I've talked about every Thursday or every Wednesday what happened in Hard Knocks.
Except for this time.
But 2 years ago, the best part of Hard Knocks in Tampa was the closing credits when talking about Game of Thrones. Remember?
I remember.
That was the best part of the show. The rest of it was nonsense.
That's the part I tuned out.
And last year was kind of fascinating with the Raiders. That was the AB stuff.
Yep, it was.
And the burned foot, and we never heard from the doctor in France, and that kind of stuff. But that was intriguing. The rest of it was lousy.
Boring.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Oh. Here's Chris.
Hockey bubble action today. This stupid computer, Bruins down the Hurricanes in double OT 4-3. Apparently the Islanders and Capitals still haven't started, although I don't know how that's possible. No, that's gone too. Just it's awful.
It's the worst report we've ever had.
I've got nothing right
it's
now.
It's like SportsCenter like, non-run.
Capitals are up 1-0.
No fans at Augusta this year. Bill signed Sean McDermott to a 6-year extension, and the Big 12 is going to play football. Churchill Downs going to expect fewer than 23,000 fans at the Derby next month.
Capitals are up 1-0 with 7 minutes into the second period, and Pacers lead the Rockets 51-50 at the half.
We can allow 23,000 fans at the Derby, but we can't allow 23,000 fans into Augusta National. That's ridiculous.
You know how many fans are normally at the Derby?
Isn't about 250,000?
Yeah, about 200.
Yeah, but still, a lot of them are in the...
How many fans are normally at Augusta?
Maybe a quarter of that.
Okay, so let me adjust my number. You're splitting hairs with me, Chris. My point is, why we're going to let fans into a horse race, but we can't let them roam around outdoors at Augusta National?
Doesn't make any sense.
Maybe COVID doesn't like the smell of horse dung. Because I've heard that infield gets pretty smelly.
That's the only time I've been. I've been in the infield.
Yeah,
for that.
I've heard that it's get disgusting in there.
But
disgusting in a good, dirty way.
Well, we got there. We were lucky. The one we went to on a whim was a beautiful day. It wasn't any rain the night before or anything like that. So it was actually kind of less smelly. But you just party your ass off. It's like you got to remember the race is going on.
Does it smell
insane.
Like horse pee, human
everything.
Vomit,
everything.
Alcohol?
Everything.
Yes.
More horse stuff, but.
Bodily fluids.
Really?
Yeah.
1984 says, Shep, watch Space Jam. Murray kills it. It's actually a lot of adults. No, I have no doubt. I'm pretty sure I would probably enjoy it.
Chris, I'm going to give you a heads up here. I want to play some sound from earlier today. I don't want to throw you for a loop. I'm filling time. I want to compare the tone between Barry Alvarez, the athletic director at Wisconsin, versus Chip Kelly, the football coach at UCLA. And then we'll throw in some Ed Ogeron probably in there as well.
Ed Ogeron.
But as we know from yesterday, the SEC and ACC reiterating that they're still in it to win it. Plans are unchanged. Who cares what the Big Ten and Pac-12 are going to do? But the pendulum seemed to swing on the Big 12, and they have said, yes, we are planning to move forward and play. So it looks like the Power 5 is now a Power 3. Anyway, not a lot of people agreeing with the decisions. We could get back into it again. Interesting piece in the LA Times yesterday that this isn't about COVID or heart disease. This is about preventing amateurism because the Pac-12 and the Big Ten players were about to unionize and the presidents didn't want that.
Absolutely true. I think that's a gigantic part of this whole thing.
So they squished
that. Absolutely.
Because then if they unionize, they'd have to be called employees and it's now amateurism is dead. And I don't know why they keep hanging on to this thing like grim death. Here's Barry Alvarez, really, really, really bummed out that there'll be no football in the Big Ten.
I have to tell you right now, I feel sick. I actually feel sick to my stomach. I just, and I've felt that way for the last month and a half, 2 months. I just haven't felt good about what's going on. Every day I get different answers or different reasons. I can't put my finger on this pandemic or COVID. Every time you read something, it's a little bit different. And I'm trying to figure out how we can play. Everybody wants to play. That's important to me. It's important to our athletes, our coaches. I know they all want to play. And we're trying to figure out ways that we can play.
All right.
Sounds like he wanted to say, I'm tired of being lied to. I get different answers every day, which I know.
But I think you could take that soundbite and you can apply it to every situation, sports or non-sports, the last 4 months. I think that's how we all feel. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't blame him at all. And you hear the anger in his voice, and you can tell he doesn't agree with the fact that the Big Ten's not playing football. Meanwhile.
Yeah. Although when we read it yesterday, it sounded like he did, but that's why sometimes when you hear the actual words as opposed to reading them, it's totally different vibe.
All right, let's listen to the tone of Chip Kelly, the head coach at UCLA, who's, oh, gosh, shucks, we just got to do what the people in charge do.
There's a lot of uncertainty, and we're trying to figure out, you know, do you have the right information? Our North Star that will guide us is the health and safety of the student-athlete. And I think that's the decision that they ended up making.
Mm-hmm. Barry Alvarez soundbite, much better than Chip Kelly's. No doubt about it.
And I agree with Chip Kelly. Like I agree. Yes, we should have player safety in mind with this at the forefront. I want to see the data. I haven't seen it yet. The Big Ten isn't making it public. The Pac-12 isn't making it public. Where's the data that supports the decision to... We could say postpone. You're canceling football for the year. They're not going to have a spring game or a spring season.
No, I think it's highly unlikely to have a spring season. I don't see it. Although there was a report today from Mark Maskey that said the NFL might consider, if they do have spring football, moving the NFL draft back. But I just wish they would say it right now, because you can't wait until January or February and then tell those kids we're not moving it or we are moving it.
Ryan Day wants to have football January 2nd.
I mean,
this is ridiculous. Have the Spring League, Big Ten, Pac-12, have a nice little Rose Bowl Memorial Day weekend and call it a day. And yes, the draft will already have taken place.
My favorite little tweet today is Athletic Director Mike Bond of USC in a letter said, in my view, no reasonably minded individual could have listened to the facts presented by our medical experts and believe that we had any other option at this time. Well, Big 12 Commish Bob Bowlesby said, oh yeah, we can look at the same data and come to different conclusions.
Yeah.
Except we don't know what the data is.
We don't.
That's the frustrating part.
That's what I want to hear.
And I don't understand why are they hiding it from us?
The Big Ten may go, look, we got 10 athletes that have this myocarditis. And the Big 12 may look at it and go, wow, only 10? They may look at it two totally different ways. If it's about the heart disease and not about the unionizing.
That's what it's about.
I know. Here's Ed Ogeron, because I always like to play Ed Ogeron. This was on 105.3 The Fan. Ed Ogeron says, my team wants to play. We want to play right now. Go Tigers.
Our staff does a great job of recruiting great character kids. And we go out there and character counts. And that's one of the biggest things we had on our football team last year. So our guys are here. They're working hard. As you know, you played here. Guys are motivated to win championships here, graduate, go to NFL. And that's what our guys want to do. We have never blanked. We have a saying, block out the noise. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. But I told our team, as soon as I hear something that's different than our plan, I'll tell you. But right now, our plan is to play on September 26th. We're preparing that way. We've had some great practices. We're going out there and run as a football team and conditioning. Our guys haven't blinked.
Go Tigers. Mm. All right, he's ready to go. I see we got a text For the 239, where was the Brad Stevens contract extension in your update? Yeah. Also, Nate McMillan got a contract extension with the Pacers. Look, Chris had no information in the update.
If you didn't pick up on it, it was a terrible SportsCenter update. I didn't know updating. There was nothing updating about what I did.
It was
for
an information-free update.
And in honor of Brad Stevens' contract extension, which I'm trying to find out how long it is. I'm sure it's a multi-year deal. But in honor of that, tomorrow versus the Washington Wizards, Brad Stevens will not have Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Daniel Tice, and Kemba Walker. All out.
Let's see how good of a coach he really is.
Yeah. Try and win that
one. Taco Fall going to score 50.
I hope he does. That'd be fantastic.
Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart's out.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm trying to – is there – you still got a Morris, right?
Yeah.
He's playing.
I think Markieff
is on the Clippers. I think it's
– I'll never get them straight.
Marcus on the – on the Celtics.
Yeah.
Good. Right?
Tomorrow they have Carson Edwards available. They have Taco Fall available. Javonte Green is available. Enes Kanter is available. Romeo Langford. Ojeleye is available. Vincent Poirier. Tremont Waters. Robert Williams. Grant Williams.
Now we're into the G League.
Would you say? Would you want to know? What were you talking about?
One of the Morris brothers.
No.
They don't have one of those anymore?
No. That was the last one.
Markieff or Maurice.
Sorry.
No. He had a big part of the team last year, too. Taco Fall will score 25 points.
He will not score 25.
Taco Fall
no one else to play.
He could be the main option.
He will be the main option.
He can't score 25 points.
He can't. No. He didn't put up 25 in college.
No.
But that doesn't matter.
12 points. 19 rebounds.
The whole starting five is out
six
tomorrow.
Six blocks.
The whole starting five plus Marcus Smart is out tomorrow.
Oh. Load management.
The other Morse, they both play in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Which,
so
they're
Kanter,
the same person.
Enes Kanter is probably going to have the big game at center. But Taco Fall, well, I'd like to do the let's have the Celtic version tomorrow of Samson and Olajuwon. Go Taco Fall and Enes Kanter. Why not?
I don't know. I've heard that some teams are tanking games in the bubble to make sure that the Trailblazers and the Lakers play in the first round. Because I think more than just Charles Barkley believes the Trailblazers can knock out the Lakers.
Do you remember? Charles Barkley brought that up right before the first game, that teams would tank at this point because of matchups.
Yeah. Well, specifically, Barkley, before we got back in the bubble, said if the Blazers get in, they will beat the Lakers in the first round. He's standing by that. But now I'm thinking other people think the same thing. Like, nobody wants to deal with the Lakers or deal with LeBron. The Lakers aren't playing that well. And I know they've already locked everything up and everything, but they still.
I mean, the Suns are 7-0 since entering this bubble.
I know, and the Lakers are. The Lakers are giving up 111 points a game. And they're no defense and they have no guard.
There's no defense being played at all in the bubble.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard has gone for 137 points in his last two games.
See, CJ McCollum's playing with a broken back during this whole thing?
Is he?
Yeah, he got
sounds
a broken lumbar.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Broken lumbar?
Well, spine. Like L13, whatever.
Lumbar is the setting on your chair.
Memphis and Phoenix are only a half game behind Portland for the eighth spot. So those are the games that you want to watch. It'll be competitive. Portland, Memphis, and Phoenix when they play.
Everybody wants Portland.
Memphis
and San Antonio's
won yet,
not far. San Antonio's only a game behind. The
best matchup we could get in that Western Conference would be Phoenix, Portland. Those two teams are playing the best out of those four.
Yeah. But again, with Portland, with McCollum playing hurt, wonder how effective they'll be. I don't want to play with a broken back.
Got scoring option number two, Carmelo Anthony. Fill right in.
I think James Harden,
a great defender.
I think James Harden trimmed his beard a little bit.
I think he did.
It's only 8 inches long instead of 12.
It's affecting his trajectory in the shot.
I think it is. This playoff cut. He won't cut it again now until the rest of the
time. Playoff beard.
Until the championship.
Only in hockey. Kyle Trask, by the way, quarterback for the Gators, released a big statement today. Basically says all the things that you want a starting quarterback in the SEC.
We got
to
play and I'm ready to go.
Yep. That kind of thing. As we continue our journey to play, we ask for the support for not only ourselves, but all student athletes for the ability to continue.
Did he hashtag it? We want to play like Trevor Lawrence?
No, but he has, after every paragraph, it says in all caps and highlighted, we want to play. Not a hashtag, but we want to play is in there three times.
All right. Well, he could feasibly be the next Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Go, I mean, he needs this year to explode like out analogy. Of the scene.
I like that analogy.
He's a junior. So not the same where back. He's got another year if this year's not great.
Okay.
He's trying to think. I think Jared
Stidham?
No. No, Bo Nix is the starter for Auburn. The Tennessee guy, Garantano?
Yeah, Gaetano.
He's a senior, right?
Yeah.
That's a guy he can put up big numbers this year. I'm not saying Joe Burrow type numbers.
No, but you're absolutely right.
But he's the type of guy that really needs this season. Big-time recruit coming into college. Kind of underperformed at the beginning of his career.
Flashes.
I'll put a lot on the talent that was surrounding him in Tennessee. There was not a lot there. And remember,
he came on strong last year.
And he should have gone into the swamp and beat the Gators a few years ago. And then there was a Hail Mary at the end. And
that was
Felipe Franks ends up having his greatest moment as a Florida Gator. But that's the type of guy that really needs this season. All the talent in the world. Hasn't put up the numbers, but started to come on at the end of last year. Yeah. If he has a good 2020, like, he'll get a shot at the NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was another team. They were supposed to play Oklahoma first game of the season.
Week two. Week two they were supposed to play, yeah.
All right, we will continue. A lot more football to talk about as well. We've got what you got around the corner. Don't forget the new ESPN radio lineup starts on Monday. Debuts Keyshawn Johnson. J. Will, Zubin. Actually, it's called Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. That's the name. That's the name of the morning show, followed by Dan Lebatard's show with Stu Goss from 10 to noon. Mike Greenberg with Greeny from noon to 2. Sheeman and Shepard, we stay here 2 to 6. The all-new ESPN radio lineup debuting Monday, August 17th. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Nancy Wilson, another great guitarist, by the way. Great guitarist. Never saw Heart in concert. I got to see them.
Better hurry up.
I know.
Getting elderly.
NFL CMO Dr. Alan Sills detailed the league's medical data on COVID-19 on a conference call 24 seconds ago. The NFL, he said, has conducted 109,075 COVID-19 tests. Of the 2,840 players tested at the outset of camp, 53 came up as new positives. I just did the math. That is 0.01%. Want to carry it out to the next 0.01866197.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And, that's better than the world.
I haven't seen a sports league try to come back and it's been like, whoa, everybody's got this thing.
Right. Baseball came close. They teetered for between two teams.
But again, the number's down in the like 0.5% range. Mm.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Also a bit of sad news. Howard Mudd, the longtime Indianapolis Colts assistant and one of the greatest offensive line coach, passed away.
He was in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah. Yep.
So he
2 weeks ago, and he's been in ICU in Seattle ever since. Never recovered. So he passed away about an hour ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad.
Man. Yep. All right. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776. You want to jump in a lot? Did anybody out there see Hard Knocks? I did not. Pete and I usually watch it religiously.
We'll see it tonight. But we've watched every episode of our entire every episode ever. And
it's both the Rams and the Chargers this year.
And I'm telling you that 99% of the time, I mean, it's I'd say every hour you get about 5 minutes of content that's worth a damn. And we still talk about it.
We learned that Anthony Lynn had COVID. He just didn't admit it to anybody.
Last year was entertaining. It had nothing to do with football. Because it was Antonio Brown and his crap
circus.
Going, you know.
Yeah. No, paratrooper, you're not banned. You're one of our favorite Texers. What are you talking
Who's
about?
Who's banned? Nobody's banned.
Paratrooper,
banned.
You're fine. You're a Motown guy. You're in.
Why are you banned? Why would you say you're banned?
Well, we haven't read his text in a while. We get 1,000, and I'm not exaggerating. There are days we get over 1,000 texts over 4 hours, and we just don't read them all. But no, paratrooper, you are in, buddy.
Howard, guys, like, thanks for shutting up. Please watch the first episode because I really, really, really want to hear your take on it as sports journalism versus sports entertainment. And do you all think the show can actually inform the decisions that get made at the state, college? Well, I think the NFL, no matter what it is, always has a trickle-down effect to college, which then has a trickle-down effect to high school. So from that standpoint, yeah. But with the COVID, you're talking about monies that need to be available for testing. As far as that goes, the NFL has an unlimited supply of cash, as do many Power Five schools, but nobody else does.
And again, they're not in a bubble, but they are in their complex in a college level. Think about your local high school kid here in Southwest Florida. Half of you are going to go in classroom. Half of you are going to stay at home. That's about how it's going to shape up. But I mean, you're still going to go home to your family. And I don't know if your other family members are going to be exposed at work or whatever. You're going to go. You could go to Publix with your family for groceries.
Oh.
You may go to church. You may run errands. You may go to Walmart. You're not doing that if you're a college football player. It's basically a bubble. So I would say the high school kids could be exposing themselves more. Now, again, the data showed, the science shows that the kids don't get it. And if they do, it's not a big deal. 99.9999% of the time.
I had a pub sub for lunch today.
Did you?
Yeah, I've gone a new route on my order. No longer going lettuce. Go spinach. Get a little good thing going for my insides.
A little more crisp?
It's actually less crisp, but I like the flavor more.
See, here's the deal. Lettuce can make or break a sandwich. If it's soggy,
it's terrible.
It's a gag fest.
It's got to be crisp. There's nothing worse.
If it's crisp,
worse
it's good and fresh and delicious.
Adam Rittenberg at ESPN said, just got off the phone with Buckeyes AD Gene Smith. Good news, right? Wrong.
Liar.
He confirmed Ohio State is no longer exploring options for fall competition. Quote, there's not a fall option. We had hoped and just realized that not too long ago, we're all about the spring and how do we set that up? And he also said, we just embraced the spring. I think it's realistic. We hadn't spent any time on it. None. Now that we are, it becomes clear that it's realistic. You are delusional. It is not realistic.
It's also opposite of what he said yesterday.
Talk about lies.
Well, he had to tell the truth once. If he said one thing one day and 180 degrees the next, one of them's got to be a lie. Unless the situation changed, and then they're both lies. But Gene Smith, he usually doesn't tell the truth. That we know.
Yep.
All right. Well, and again, his football coach, spring football to him is January, February, and March. I call that winter football.
Not playing spring and then football, then all that football in that short a period of time. It's not going to happen.
I will part ways with you a little bit there. I think if it comes down to losing 100 mil or playing something in the spring, the Pac-10 and the Big Ten will play in the spring. I still would be shocked if they canceled altogether. But we'll see. I mean, that's many, 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 many months from now. That's a whole pandemic from now. Hopefully this thing will be over by then. But, I think it'd be pretty hard for them to walk on. All I heard, Pete, for 3 months was how devastating it would be if we don't play football.
I heard the same thing.
I think they're going to find a way to play in the spring.
That's just like Jeff Goldblum says, Dr. Malcolm in Jurassic Park, football finds a way.
Jeff Goldblum plays the same character.
And they won't have to change sex either.
No,
right?
He doesn't.
He does play the same character.
He plays the Grandmaster of Sakaar in Thor Ragnarok. That's a completely different character than a scientist.
He played the fly.
He did play the fly.
Apartments.com?
Yeah.
Different character.
Well, not much. It's still smooth and smarmy. He's very smooth and smarmy, and I like him.
I love the Jurassic Park.
Underrated actor.
Yeah, I think he's very
good.
Underrated.
Good chops.
Yeah. Got big fingers.
Made a lot.
Really?
Fingers remind me of Pedro Martinez.
Huh.
That's why Pedro threw great changeups, the best
ever. Never knew. I'm gonna have to watch Independence Day and see if he's got big fingers.
Yeah. No, he's got big. When you watch Jurassic Park and just watch,
which the most unrealistic part of the movie Independence Day is that the smartest guy on Earth is a cable guy. Nothing against the cable guys out there.
No.
But how is the smartest guy on Earth the one able to crack the code and realize that it's a countdown? How is he working for a cable company?
Because he got blackballed out of the tech. He wanted out because he got sick and tired of
I don't believe it. I don't believe
it. Well, I'm just telling you, but I think it was part of the story.
Most unrealistic part of that movie.
Whatever. So overall, Mark Mask, again, the NFL has conducted 109,075 coronavirus tests of players, coaches, and team staffers through yesterday.
I like those odds.
The rate of positive tests is 0.46% overall, and as I said seconds ago, 0.81% for players.
Yes. By the way, Winnie the Pooh says Jeff Goldblum plays Jeff Goldblum in every movie. I agree. In fact, Bad Attitude Guy just said the same thing. I totally agree with that. Now, I mentioned on the show recently.
We share a birthday.
You and Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, that is the coolest guy I've ever seen I share a birthday with. Up until this point, it was the guy who came out from NSYNC, Lance Bass.
You guys kind of look the same.
Kind of, right? It's a terrible. It's terrible.
Lance Bass. I share birthdays with a lot of cool people.
I've got nothing.
I have a great one.
I got Albert Einstein, smart like me. Marvin Gaye, musical talent like me.
Mm-hmm.
God almighty.
I could go on and on.
And what the
Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal, funny like me. I got it all. Who's your famous birthday match?
My first one from Westie, which is a part of Boston, and Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy.
Wow.
And a lot of others.
How about that?
There's another Jurassic World being filmed?
See, that's what I heard. I
is
think
that
it's
the
run
eighth
its
one now?
Dominion.
Dominion?
Really?
Jurassic World, Dominion.
Does that mean they're small? Oh, that's diminutive.
Yeah.
I told you the other day, I think I met this on the air, I was watching Independence Day, caught it in the middle on cable one night about, what, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago? And it was like 30 minutes in before I realized I was not watching Men in Black. I'm like, where's Tommy Lee Jones?
Unreal.
There you go again. There he goes again.
I'm sorry.
Who else is born on the 26th?
Is he in Earth Girls Are Easy? Is he in that movie?
Oh, Jeff Goldblum?
Yes.
Oh, I think so. That's is that with Lisa? Not Lisa.
Kudrow?
What's her name from Back to the Future? Leia Thompson.
Leia Thompson?
Yeah.
Red shares a birthday with Tiger Woods. Yeah. Trigman says I share a birthday with
James
Nancy
Garfield. Pelosi was born on my birthday?
Nancy
Yeah, we
Pelosi.
Did that. We said
Diana
we did
Ross.
That. Yeah, we did a bit on
that.
Diana
what you
Ross,
got.
Yeah. Teddy Pendergrass. You got what I need.
Nancy
That's how
Pelosi.
He's Teddy Pendergrass would yell.
He was in Powder.
Jennifer Grey. Powder wasn't bad.
Dirty Dancing, right?
Powder dies at the end, right? Get hit by lightning again?
Never seen it.
What movie?
Powder.
Guy I was shaved my head once and everybody called me Powder, so I knew it was like scarred.
I can see that.
Wait a minute, different from when you shaved your head this year with
Yeah,
COVID?
I shaved my head in high school, like when I was really skinny.
Totally bald?
Yeah, I took a Bic to it.
Oh, you went smooth.
I went smooth, yeah.
Did you get in trouble?
No, what is my hair? What am I getting in trouble for?
I don't know.
Your mom might not like it. That could have been your senior pictures could have been bald Chris with a fat lip that got hit by a golf ball.
I got great senior pictures. Good head of hair, nice strong jawline.
Take it before you got hit in the mouth with
Yeah,
the golf ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Gina Davis, Earth Girls Are Easy. Okay.
That's a waste of money.
What?
Senior pictures.
Why? Why?
You gotta have those. I don't have any of them left. None
You're
of
not
them.
Hanging on your mom's wall somewhere?
Been a while since I've been to my mom's house.
I don't think I've been to a house that doesn't have like a senior picture of the kids that grew up there somewhere in the house.
My parents used to.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere.
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
I don't see him, Earth Girls Are Easy, in his cinematography.
Giannis Antetokounmpo has been suspended for a game without pay for headbutting more. That's right, more.
Oh,
Swag-
he was in Earth Girls Are Easy, sorry.
During a stoppage in play.
Yeah, he was Mackin. Earth Girls Are Easy. So that's my bad.
That's one of his first roles.
What was that about?
You know what
was
he was
that
in?
About? Where Earth Girls see? Was that a Martian movie?
Like, I've never
like
seen it.
Aliens?
You know, one of the first? I bet it's his first role. I haven't looked it up. I have no Wikipedia up or anything. You know what his first role was? And
You're
it was
not
a
get it,
horrific role.
No.
The very first Charles Bronson Death Wish.
Oh, really?
He played one of the rapists.
Oh, that's
not How right. did you know that?
Because I remember
his title is Freak Number One.
Yeah,
like there's no.
Well, he was with three or four guys. It's a really it's one of the most disturbing scenes I've ever seen in a movie, and that was back then. And
Plus,
he,
Pete Shepard is full of minutia when it comes to movies.
Yeah,
and
useless
TV.
Stuff, but yeah. And it's brutal. If you ever see that scene, it's absolutely brutal. Wow. They end up killing the wife and the dog anyway. It's you
Good
know what
times.
Happened. Charles Bronson kills everybody afterwards. You know that.
Yeah, it's kind of the typecast.
Then they made Death Wish 2, Death Wish 3, Death Wish 4, and Marina Sirtis, who plays Counselor Troy in Star Trek, was in Death Wish 3, I believe.
I have a feeling you could go on forever on this kind of.
Was he still talking about Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. No, that was then they moved on to Marina Sirtis.
I didn't realize.
Cougar Hunter says, I bought 2 senior prom pictures just in case I dump my date. No, this isn't prom. These senior pictures are 2 different things.
No.
Like, you know, you get you go in, and I remember getting mine. We had a jacket and tie, but I wore shorts. It was all from the waist up, so it doesn't get them done in the summer. It's a pain in the butt.
Very good. All right, tonight, Red Sox baseball on 99.3 ESPN, taking on the Rays.
Creeping up on that eighth spot.
You're out. Me and Chris, our teams are in.
Two games back.
I mean, we're counting magic numbers now.
37.
Magic numbers.
Magic numbers.
I don't know. The Marlins are on a bit of a slide right now. I think they need another COVID outbreak.
They'd be the 3 seed if the playoffs started today. They'd be the 3 seed.
Need another COVID outbreak, said no one ever.
No, I'm serious.
I know
Keep
you
that
are.
Winning percentage
I know
up.
You are. I know you are. Coverage starts at 6:30. First pitch, 7:30. Red Sox, Rays. Brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. What you got next? Sheba and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got on this day in history? In 1970, Curtis Flood loses his $41 million antitrust lawsuit against MLB. I thought he won that. That's with spring free agency. Did he lose the case? But then
free agency he got in 73, same year the DH came into play.
74, Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford, first teammates ever to be inducted into the Hall of Fame on the same day. In 1994, the first NFL game on Fox was broadcast. It's a preseason game, 49ers and Broncos.
What year?
94.
Wow.
That's where we saw the Fox box. It was all the rage.
They took over for CBS.
Yeah. People,
for NFC games. CBS went to...
It was quite an uproar.
No,
back
NBC
in the day.
Was still doing it was AFC then.
CBS and NBC.
It was CBS and NBC. NBC did AFC for years.
Yeah.
Wow.
People lost their minds.
But
NBC was out of the game forever until they just recently came back. Well, recently with Football Night in America.
But
and
NBC
all
that. That was I forget what years it was in the mid 90s. Whenever they got it back, and they remember they had their great plays, great moments on NBC, and they do about four clips of unbelievable plays leading into the studio where Costas was hosting. It was fantastic.
And also on the same day, 1994, the MLB players strike, which led to the cancellation of the World Series for the first time since 1994.
That was the Montreal Expos and the Toronto Blue Jays had the two best teams.
Yes, they did. It is vinyl record day. I think my first vinyl record was Kiss Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah? You didn't get the first one? That was the second of them.
No, I didn't.
You didn't get the original? I said I got all three at once.
Yeah. I don't think, because then I switched to 8-tracks and... Just when I was getting in a game.
Technology sounds exhausting back in the 80s.
We had to switch
in the 80s, 70s.
You would spend all your money on this, and then it would change on you overnight. Yeah. It was so frustrating.
Like, unbelievable.
Oh, that was the 70s.
Yeah.
Mm. Whatever. It's all the same to me.
No, that's different.
today,
when Walkmans first came out.
Yeah.
$8,000.
The big ones, then the small ones, then the little iPad thumb drive. Today is Baseball Fans Day. America's pastime.
All four of them.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was good. They said it's taken, basically, the rules were taken from a British game called Rounders, which is similar to cricket. Rounders in 1838. How about that? Now we have baseball. Happy birthday, Mark Knopfler. That's Dire Straits.
Who?
Dire Straits. Money for nothing.
I haven't understood a single reference you've made right here.
You know Dire Straits. You know their music. You like it.
Okay.
Walk of Life. Great baseball video.
Birthdays. Reagan Upshaw, football player. Antoine Walker, basketball player.
Broke basketball player.
Plaxico Burress.
Shot himself.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
On accident.
Still went to jail.
Yeah, because you can't carry a loaded weapon into a nightclub in New York City.
But he shot himself.
Yeah, with a loaded weapon in his waistband.
Mm-hmm. Sweats. Sweatpants.
Oh, not even denim?
No, I think it was sweatpants.
One of the strip club, huh?
What sweatpants?
How did he get in the club with sweatpants? That's not allowed.
You buy a bottle, you can get into the club.
Yes. Sean Payton was hit with all the hard questions during a conference call with reporters today. And like a true pro, had the answers to everything, even a pesky stain. Let me ask you a question, the reporter began, not knowing everyone in the call could hear him. Quote, I spilled mustard on my suit. And before the reporter was able to finish his thought or realize he wasn't muted,
club soda.
The New Orleans Saints coach came through with some sound advice. Generally, with mustard, I'd use warm water. I want to use warm water. I don't want to wipe it. I want to blot it.
Yeah.
I want to treat it twice. Of course, the embarrassed reporter quickly apologized for the hilarious blunder, apologizing for having his mic on, but Peyton continued. You can't put it in the dryer on hot or it's going to be stained. None of those things are working. Seek outside help. Yeah, but club soda, absolutely, and salt.
Salt.
Put club soda on it. Or sprinkle the salt on first, and then throw the club soda, let it rest, and then it, a lot of times it'll come out.
Like a tequila shot.
Like that, sure.
A little salt, you know.
Sure. Chris, what you got?
All right, last night we lost a heartbreaker, people. We laid the 3.5 with Portland. They won by 3. It's a tough one.
It happens.
But you know what?
Yeah.
We put our pants on,
yeah,
and we get back to the window.
Because
you can't win any money unless you spend the money.
Right.
We'll go back to the NBA bubble tonight.
Okay.
I don't love this. Again, we're not taking out any mortgages, nothing like this. But a little theory here. The Miami Heat, they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight.
Right.
It's going to be Miami's last time to really play their starters before starting the postseason where they're locked in with the Pacers. They play the Pacers on Friday night. The Heat won't play a single starter on Friday night. Neither will the Pacers, okay. Nor should they. Good okay. call. So I think it's the last opportunity for the Miami Heat to get that final tune-up game before the postseason starts. Expect all the big guys to play. Heat, -4, OKC, take it to the window.
All right. I like it. Very good. All right, Pete Shepard, you are not going to be here tomorrow or Friday.
Hit them straight.
Take a little sabbatical.
Yeah,
you're playing
yes,
in your
Ryder
little
Cup,
your Bonita National Ryder Cup.
Just channel your inner Ian Poulter. That's all you got to do. Find that little Ian inside of you and just let him come out.
That's good advice. All right, we'll have a good time with that.
Are you the red team or the blue team this year?
We're always the red team.
Always the red team.
Yeah, we're always the red team, yeah.
Because the Red Sox.
Patriots
have red.
They all have blue in them as well.
I'm the only Massachusetts person, I think, on the team. Most people are from the Midwest or Kentucky.
Really?
Indiana, actually. My buddy Steve Kimbrough, my partner.
Yeah.
He went to Purdue. His brother went to Indiana, opposite of you.
All right, well, have a good time. We'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Good night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
Bye. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.